Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. There's been 500 lab-confirmed cases of influenza in the White Bay so far this year, contributing to 12,000 cases across the state. In response, 900,000 Queenslanders have rolled up their sleeves to take advantage of the state government's free jab initiative. The Butchala people say a sustainability report aimed at protecting Garri, Fraser Island, is fundamentally flawed. The government this week released their response to the Environment Department's 2022 sustainability report, saying they wouldn't introduce visitor caps despite skyrocketing numbers. Butchala Aboriginal Corporation's Christine Royan says the considerations use inaccurate visitor data.
It's fundamentally flawed. They're not even looking at the real amount of people. They're saying there's 500,000 people that visit Garri per year. We've been telling them that it's more like 800,000.
Bundaberg ratepayers could be forced to pay for some of a $175 million flood levy. In a special meeting held on Wednesday, Bundaberg Mayor Helen Blackburn said the East flood levy must be covered by the state government. If not, residents would need to endure a 4% rate rise. Nearly 12,500 people have signed a petition to legislate castle law that would allow Queenslanders to protect themselves by whatever means necessary during a home invasion. Qatar's Australian Party Deputy Leader Nick DiBetto says perpetrators do not deserve the same human rights as their victims.
The only protection I believe a perpetrator or a home invader should have is the front door of the house. They're making the decision to cross the threshold.
And 50,000 flowers are on the way to mums and caregivers across the region after they were harvested in Bundaberg for the Endeavour Foundation's annual Mother's Day Drive.